With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A key inflation measure jumped in March as gas prices soared. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett says those high gas prices should be a short-term effect of the ongoing war with Iran.
Futures markets already are saying that this is a temporary phenomenon and prices are going to go down. But we think that we're more optimistic even than futures markets because we've started to account for the fact that UAE left OPEC and they have a massive amount of excess capacity. They could turn the knobs up to 100% right away, and that will have a huge effect on oil prices around the world.
An inflation gauge monitored by the Fed rose 0.7% in March compared to February. The House has sent a bill to the Senate that would extend a divisive U.S. surveillance program.
The Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act allows the CIA, the FBI, and other agencies to collect and analyze communications from foreign targets without a warrant. But in doing so, they can incidentally sweep up communications involving Americans. And many lawmakers find that unacceptable. But the House has now passed a bill that would extend the law's authorization for another 3 years, adding new oversight measures. Those include monthly reviews of FBI searches involving Americans, potential criminal penalties for misuse, and a government audit of targeting practices. Ben Thomas, Washington.
A Florida man convicted of beating and choking his 13-year-old step-niece to death nearly 50 years ago is set to be executed tonight. James Ernest Hitchcock, now 70, scheduled to receive a three-drug injection starting at 6 p.m. at the Florida State Prison near Stark. He was initially sentenced in 1977, appealed his sentence several times, and he was resentenced to murder to death for the murder in 1988, 1993, and 1996. This would be Florida's sixth execution so far this year, following a record 19 in 2025. This is SRN News. A new survey asked people what were their favorite Christian radio programs.
According to a wide-ranging survey by the Pew Research Center, a solid core of popular shows are getting the most airplay on most stations. At the top of the list is the longest-running radio drama in history, Unshackled. It airs on 50% of all Christian radio stations. Turning Point, another legendary program, runs on 49% of stations, and 44% have focus on the family in their daily lineup. Grace to You airs on 43%. Michael Harrington reporting.
LGBT activists are targeting the National Hockey League. They're pressuring Commissioner Gary Bettman to do more to promote the gay agenda, despite a recent rebellion by players over the issue. A lot of pro hockey players are from Eastern Europe and are Orthodox Christians. So far, Bettman's effort to get every NHL team to celebrate a gay pride night has met with a backlash, many players simply refusing to take part. This is SRN News. In Colombia, hippos, introduced by drug lord Pablo Escobar in the 1980s, have now become a major issue.
The population has grown to around 200, causing safety concerns for locals and tourists. The government plans to euthanize about 80 hippos to control the population, sparking a heated debate. Some scientists support the plan, while animal welfare activists call it murder. Locals worry that removing the hippos will harm tourism. Efforts to relocate the animals have stalled due to high costs and legal issues. The government is considering confinement and international transfers as alternatives. Keith Peters reporting.
And it's been a booming session on Wall Street so far today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up close to 800 points, up 794 right now. The NASDAQ up by 249 and the S&P up by about 66. More of these stories at srnnews.com.